So then the question comes, why is it so hard to do service? People say it's very difficult. Why is it difficult? Very beautifully, Bhagwan answers in the verse number 41. Why do we think it is difficult? Actually, it is not. But why do we think it is difficult? So verse number 41. Vyavasayatmika buddhihi. Ekeha kuru nandana. Bahu shakhahya nantascha. Buddhayo vyavasayinam. So, vyavasayatmika buddhi. Buddhi means intelligence or intellect or our understanding. Can be of two kinds. One is the wise and one is the not so wise or the unwise. So, he says there is only one type of wisdom or buddhi which is vyavasaya, which is the right one. Vyavasayatmika means which is determined, which is focused, and which knows what to do. Eka iha Kuru Nandana. Kuru Nandana, of course, he calls Arjuna as Kuru Nandana, the joy of the Kuru family, because Arjuna belonged to the Kuru family and was a very glorious member. So everybody can be proud of, you know, my son is Arjuna, or my brother is Arjuna, or my husband is Arjuna, or my father is Arjuna. Anybody who knew Arjuna would be very proud to belong to that, to be associated with him. Like, suppose you're in Mahatma Gandhi was in your family and you were somehow related. You can say, you know what, my great-grandfather was Mahatma Gandhi. Or Martin Luther King's children, we recently heard them speak on MLK. And you know our father, what he did. So here he's calling him Kuru Nandana, or the joy of the Kuru family. The determination or the right kind of wisdom is only one, single one. But bahu shakha hi anantascha. But the people who are ignorant, there are many bahu shakha, endless types of ideas, and ignorance is there. Wisdom is only one, but unwisdom is plenty. Wise people are very few, foolish are plenty. Hi anantascha, unendless are, and bahu shakha buddhaya avyavasayinam, of people who are not determined, not focused, not that wise. So determination is one. So what do we mean by determination is one? So what it means is that when my goal in life is clear, where am I going? What is my purpose? Why am I here? Then there are no two opinions about it. It's not whether I should do it or I should not do it. First, I should get my goal clear. And how do I get the goal? From the scriptures, from the teachers, in all the Swamis and Mahatmas who come, and ultimately from the Lord himself. So when I get the right knowledge, then my determination should be so clear that this is my goal and I must do it. There is no question. So there is no, it's vyavasayatmika. Vyavasaya in many languages means business. Here it's not business. Here it is determination or right action. So my goal is clear, my purpose is clear, and what I want to do is clear. And then nothing can stop me from my purpose. But when does the problem come? When the ego comes, when all these endless desires come. I want to do this today. You know, I had promised my friend I'll come and help him build a house for humanity, or I will distribute food, or I will feed the homeless. But today, you know, I have a headache. I don't feel that good. I went to bed late, or it's too hot, or it's too cold, or I'm too hungry, or I didn't eat enough, or my stomach. We can find 1,000 reasons why I should not do what I do. And we are very good at manufacturing reasons not to do it. To do, there are very few people who say, look, I promised, no matter whether I'm sick, whether I have a headache, body ache, I'll take the medicine, but I'll go do my duty. But we find thousands reasons to postpone and not do what is the right thing. So Bhagavan says the right thing is one, but there are thousands of reasons not to do what we are supposed to do. And we are very good at finding excuses. My car didn't start. Okay, take an Uber. You know, if you're take a Lyft, if your car, get a neighbor to drop you. But we find a thousand excuses to get out of. I just don't feel like it. That's a beautiful excuse we have. Just don't feel like. What feeling? You promised you're supposed to do it. Do it. Who cares about what you feel like doing? How your body is? Nothing. It's not important. Do what you are promised. And we find that when our goal is not clear, then problems occur. Like say I have to go shopping. So I go. Supposed to go to Valley Plaza and I have to buy one thing in one store. I'm supposed to go to Forever 21 and buy one thing and leave. So go there, pick it up and leave. But do we do that? No, as we are walking, you know, there's this Macy's and there's this this store and the Apple store and we stop in 10 places and then we look at jewelry. And so what happens? I waste, instead of buying one item, I waste 3-4 hours. I buy 10, 15 items I didn't need. That's called hi bahu shakha hi anantascha. Our desires are endless. If you have to go buy something, go there, buy it and get out. Why do you need to waste your time? Same thing TV. You know, you have a good program you need to watch. Okay, Tuesday it comes at 7:30. Turn it on and watch it. And turn it off. The particular show is over. No, what we do, we keep flipping channels. And then some show we don't like, or we like it, we let it, we watch half an hour, then we just leave the TV on. And we keep watching 1 hour, 2 hours. And then 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, we say, oh, I wasted 4 hours. I was supposed to do this. Or other thing people do, just turn on the TV and keep flipping channels. You know, nowadays, I don't know, 100 and some channels there. Who watches them? I can never imagine. There's 130 or 40 channels. Are there people who really watch all this? I don't know. And people will just keep flipping. And at the end of 3 hours, they'll say, there's nothing good to watch on TV. So then, if there's nothing good, why did you spend 3 hours? That is called bahu shakha hi anantascha. We have endless desires. If you have a show to watch, turn it on, watch it, and then turn it off. And they say, okay, now I have to do something else. Let me. Or people go to university. And our kids are great at that. You say, what is the major? I have not declared my major. So 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, they don't haven't declared yet. What are you going to do? I don't know. I'm trying it. So sometimes they'll do philosophy. Sometimes they'll do medicine. Sometimes they'll do math. Sometimes physics. They don't, because why? Because they have no goal in life. And so that's what they say, have a fixed goal and then carry it out. That's what Gurudev said, plan your life and then carry out your plan. You know, so plan what you're going to do and then carry it out. Do not just leave at a planning. Spirituality, the same thing. We start one day, you know, I'm going to start reading Vedanta every day. So I start reading Bhagavad Gita, I start reading, and then somebody says, you know, there is a great Buddhist teacher, you need to study that. So, okay, so we put this aside. Now, next 1 week, I read Buddhism every day. Then somebody says, you know, German philosophy, you don't know that? Okay. So I put the Buddhist aside, I start reading German, Aldous Huxley or somebody. Then somebody says, you know, who was the best? Confucius. If you haven't read Confucius, you haven't read anything. So we put that aside and we go by Confucius. So it's not that pick one particular science of spirituality and stick with it. Once you know what is the right, then do not run around. You can check it out. Okay, this one. But then once you have found something, then vyavasayatmika buddhi, then go deep into this knowledge. If you do 1 week this and 1 week that and 1 week, you will never succeed. It's like 1 week you start some business and then after 1 week you say this business is not good. Then second, then after 1 month, third business. You will never succeed. Once you have found what is your business, what you are good at, then put all your effort and make that business a success. So that is called vyavasayatmika व्यवसायात्मिका बुद्धि एंड डू दैट. और वेकेशन सेम थिंग, यू नो वंस यू हैव डिसाइडेड यू आर गोइंग टू गो फॉर वेकेशन, देन योर किड्स आर फ्लिपिंग थ्रू टीवी एंड दे से ओ डैड वी डिसाइडेड टू गो टू हवाई बट नो बहामास आर बेटर. से ओके सो यू स्टार्ट लुकिंग फॉर बहामास. नो नो नो, देन थर्ड डे दे नो चाइना, यू नो द ग्रेट वॉल, एंड देन फोर्थ डे. So every day we keep changing based on what TV is telling us or based on what media is telling us, this car is better or this outfit is better or this company is better. Once you have found what you like, then stick with it. Because the question is, what is my goal in life? Is my goal personal prestige, personal success? Or is my goal self-realization? Is my goal reaching God? If my goal is personal success and personal prestige, then that is when the ego comes in. Yes, I do what is good for me. I do what will help me, what will make me successful, what will make me better, and what is good for me, myself, my family, that's all. But if my goal is God realization or self-realization, then I have to do all things. That's what they say, every aspect of your personality should be devoted. If you want to reach God with the body, you should serve the world. With the mind, I should love God and love the world. And with my intellect, I should get the right ideas, get the right thoughts, get the right ideas from the masters and the scriptures, and reduce my vasanas, reduce my selfish desires. As long as my ego is there, my vasanas will keep on increasing. As I do unselfish work, as I serve the world, as I love God, as I love everybody, as I get the right ideas, slowly my selfishness will be reduced, my vasanas will be reduced, and I will come closer to God, closer to truth. So if my goal is God realization, then I have to make that my goal. And ultimately, that is the goal for every one of us. Right now, we may not think it is the goal. If you don't do it in this life, you'll have to do it in next life or the next life or the next. Sooner or later, we all have to reach that goal of God realization. All of us. There is no human being that is not his or her goal. I may not know it. I may not understand it. But if we have studied the Gita, it is very clear. Like the goal of every river is to merge with the ocean. But some rivers are long. They take a long time. They go from side to side and curve around. And some rivers are very short, very quickly go into the ocean. So our choice is, am I going to be the short one who merges with God in this life? Or wait till next life or 5 lives or 10 lives, but you have to. So jab jana hi hai, so jaldi shuru karo. If I'm going to go there anyway, then why delay it? So I have to make my goal clear. Is my goal personal prestige, personal success? Or is my goal serving the world and ultimately reaching God? So that's what Bhagavan says, that the right knowledge is one, but foolish are plenty. So I have to choose. Am I going to be in the wise people or the majority of them who are unwise? That is the essence of this verse. Any question?
I'm 40 now. I still probably don't know what I ultimately want in my life. So is there a particular way to go about it?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So I think for a student, university student, whose goal is not clear, it is up to the parents. See, if you have prepared your children well, given them right values, given them right ideas, then when they go to college or university, they do not get confused. They do not get sidetracked. Otherwise, we find kids, they do good in school, but soon as they go to college, they get involved with drugs or, you know, all these wasting their time. But if you have taught them well, given them right ideas, given them right values, then success is guaranteed. So it is our duty to take care of our children and give them wisdom. But if they are not clear about that major, then we need to give them right advice. As parents, it is our duty, or then ask them to seek from a counselor, maybe from a professor whom they admire, somebody like that for a student. Now, for me, myself, as you said, you yourself, your goal is not very clear, then what I have to do is look within me and see what am I good at. And each one of us knows our strengths and our weaknesses. We all know. Like, I know I am good in certain things, but in certain things I'm totally useless. Like, I don't remember way. I might have gone to a person's house 3 times. I still never remember. I'm so thankful now this Google Maps came out. Otherwise, I could never. I always had to. So I'm not good at it. And I'm good at memorizing Sanskrit shlokas. But if you ask me to look at financial reports in my office or my all the you know, investment, my eyes get glazed. I can't even look at numbers. I'm very poor. So I know what this is I'm good at. So I don't try to do that myself. I give, you know, to somebody else who's better than me. But a Sanskrit shloka, if you give me, I memorize it just like that. So something you are good at, something you are not good at. So you pick what you are good at and then do it to the best of your ability. Secondly, when you pick up something, do not do a half-hearted effort. Put your full effort in being successful. If you have taken up something, I have to do it well, or don't do it. So that's number one. Number one is know your strength. Number two, when you take something, I should be successful. Do not do a half-hearted effort. Do not do a half-hearted job. Ho gaya to theek hai, nahi hua to bhi theek hai, it's okay. No, not like that. If I have taken it, I have to do a good job. So that's number two. Number three, if you are still not sure, then look, seek guidance. So maybe some family member whom you admire, some uncle or some older brother or some parent or somebody, or from the scriptures, or listen to your inner voice. What is my inner voice telling me? You sit in silence and ask for divine guidance. Oh Lord, you guide me. So with all those things, I think you should be able to find your goal and purpose in life. But ultimately, the only purpose of life is self-realization, reaching God. Work, we all have to work. We all have to earn a living. We have to take care of our children. We have to serve society and then do what is required. I have to accumulate money for retirement. All those things are necessary. But the number one goal is reaching God, knowing God, self as God is within. So that should be the goal of every individual, that I must reach God. Yes, along the way, if I'm a doctor, I should do my job, or an engineer, or a lawyer, or a mother, or a father, or a student, or a teacher, or a child, like I'm a child of my parents. So as I said, there are duties towards all, towards gods, towards parents, towards rishis, other humans, and towards the whole earth. So I have to pick that. And ultimately, I hope that helps. I don't know if I have been able to answer your question.
But then, because I compared with so-and-so house, it's so big, he's got such a big house. He's got so much knowledge, or he's got so much, so I see his kids are so smart. When you compare that, that's what brings happiness. You do your thing, be happy, and, serve the world. Happiness is, I think, is everybody's goal, no matter what goal you choose, whether you register, ultimately what you want is happiness.
True, happiness and peace. I think so. Whatever gives me happiness, very good point. Thank you. Yes, so what is giving me peace and giving me happiness? So very beautiful points and well said. And same thing for children. Find out what they are good at and let them pursue it. As I often told, I have a pulmonologist, very, very successful, one of the top in Florida. His son is an actor. He said he wants to do acting. And I said, are you okay? Yeah, that's what he wants to do. And he went to the New York School of Acting. I don't know whether he became successful. He said, I told him that acting is a very tough business. You may not be successful. You may not. Not everybody can become Robert Redford or can become Shah Rukh Khan and all. People who start actors, a lot of them are struggling. He said, but that's what he wants to do. He's good at. That's what he had. From childhood, he used to love to do plays. So I didn't stop him. I was really surprised. He was very calm about it. He said, yeah, I said, he's struggling. I know that because he's not getting, you know, acting jobs and all that. But that's what he chose. So, and he's happy. The son is happy. See, that's the main thing. I said, is he happy? Yeah, he's really enjoying. He lives in a small apartment sharing with 2-3 other people. He doesn't have much money. And he, you know, but he is so. Thank you for the question. It's a good question. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Shanti, 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah, Hari Om.